The McLelands were home March 30th when they were shot to death. 8 weeks earlier, Kaufman County Deputy District Attorney Mark Hassey was gunned down. And while investigators aren't talking, the speculation is that the Aryan Brotherhood of Texas could be responsible, since the Kaufman County DA was involved in an investigation into the ultra-violent white supremacist prison gang. But Texas Governor Rick Perry went on Fox News and suggested Mexican drug cartels and the federal government's inability to secure the border could be to blame.
We know the drug cartels are very, very active. The whole issue of border security and the failure of the federal government to put the men and women, whether they are military or whether they're border patrol or whether they're working with the local law enforcement, expend the dollars necessary.
The next day, Perry seemed to walk back that theory, but still insisted that Mexican drug cartels are a major threat to Texas.
It is very premature to be making any statements about who may or may not have been involved with this. There was a report by the Department of Public Safety that said the greatest threat to Texan safety were the drug cartels. Obviously, that's part of the investigation, those individuals involved with that.
That report, titled 2013 Texas Public Safety Threat Overview, said, quote, "The Mexican cartels are the most significant organized crime threat to Texas, with six of the eight cartels having command and control networks operating in the state." But recognized experts in the methods and operations of Mexican drug cartels say it's highly unlikely that they would order a brazen attack on U.S. soil against high-ranking law enforcement officers, such as the murders of the district attorneys in Texas. Nathan Jones studies the cartels and drug policy at the Baker Institute. He says the cartels have never forgotten the lesson of the 1985 kidnapping, torture, and murder of U.S. DEA agent Enrique Camarena.
And the U.S. government had a very powerful deterrent effect by short-term shutting down the border and putting incredible pressure on the Mexican government to make sure his body was turned over. As a result, there's been kind of this rule within the Mexican cartel drug trafficking world that U.S. law enforcement is off-limits.
Jones said the drug cartels have learned that it's bad for business. Brian Levin is the director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at the California State University San Bernardino. He said the Texas murders have the hallmarks of the Aryan Brotherhood of Texas.
They are a very violent group. They are known for the brutality and gruesomeness of some of their torture killings, but they're also known for executions as well.
But Jones said even if the attacks aren't the direct handiwork of the Mexican drug cartels, the murders may have been inspired by the cartels' tactics of assassination and direct attacks on law enforcement. They are working to destabilize Mexico and break the back of the rule of law. But if that is the goal of the Texas murderers, Jones said they will be disappointed.
The difference is we have stronger state institutions here in the United States than in Mexico, and we spent decades building these. Mexico is currently in the process of building these.
There is a $200,000 reward being offered for information leading to the arrest and indictments of people responsible for the Kaufman County murders, and the FBI has launched billboards throughout Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi, and New Mexico, encouraging tipsters to contact Crime Stoppers with any information. David Martin Davies reporting.